All right, so get ready because today we're going deep, deep into Cupid's Countdown.
Oh, this book.
Yeah, this is Ashley Farley. You know, she just writes these really fun rom-coms. And this one, I gotta say, I think it has like some extra layers that really make you think. I mean, on the surface, it's like this super cute will they, won't they kind of story, but there's like this depth to the characters, you know?
And I think it really like taps into like anxieties that I think we all have about finding love, you know?
Totally.
Especially in like today's world, you know?
So, okay, let's just like set the stage here a little. It's about these two best friends, Jenna and Jake, right? And they make this bet, this crazy bet, that they can find true love by
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day, Cupid's Countdown. Like, can you even?
I know.
I know, it's so good. So the source material for this deep dive, you know, as always, it's going to be excerpts from the book. And trust me, Ashley Farley, like, she really knows how to hook you from page one. It's like, you know, she just throws you right in, and you're just like, okay, I am invested in these characters.
I think what is so fascinating about like the premise itself is that the bet kind of forces them both to confront like their own ideas about what love and relationships are supposed to look like.
Totally. It's like they're almost challenging each other to like figure it out, you know? And then here's the thing, to make it even more interesting, they decide on this friendship timeout. No contact until Valentine's Day.
Can you imagine?
No. Like they live in the same building, they work at the same hospital.
Oh, that's right.
And it's just like radio silence.
Gosh. Well, then that raises like the question of, you know, does absence really make the heart grow fonder,
That's the same
or
artistic.
does it just make things way more
Yeah,
complicated?
exactly. And that's kind of the whole like point of the book, right? Like figuring that out. Okay, so let's talk about Jenna. Jenna is like, she's the classic hopeless romantic, always searching for, you know, that fairy tale meet cute moment.
And she's like so over the dating apps,
Oh, yeah.
you know, and just kind of like the superficiality of it all.
Right.
She really just wants, you know, that genuine connection.
Totally. She's all about that. But I think, you know, it's interesting because sometimes that idealization of a neat cute, it can like almost prevent us from seeing the real, you know, the messy parts of falling in love.
Oh, absolutely.
It's never perfect. It's
Oh,
never
yeah.
like the movies, but we kind of like want it to
We
be.
want it to be.
Yeah. And she goes on this like disastrous New Year's Eve date, which is so funny,
Oh, yeah.
but it actually leads her right back to Jake. I know.
Interesting.
And their history is complicated, you know, and they were college sweethearts for a while, but it ended badly.
Oh, so there's like this unresolved
Oh, I'm
tension
forgetting anything.
between them already.
Yeah, like you could just feel it, you know. And then on top of that, they make this bet.
Right, so are they really just friends, or
Exactly.
is there something more simmering there?
Like you're constantly asking yourself that. And Ashley Farley, she's a master at just dropping these little hints and building this anticipation. It's like so good.
It's good.
Okay, and then there's Jake. Now, Jake's a little bit of a commitment phobe, right? Content with his bachelor life, at least on the surface. But, you know, you start to see maybe there's more to it.
Like, how much is he really relying on that friendship with Jenna?
Yes. Like, is he actually emotionally available? Or is this bet like his way of avoiding something deeper?
Totally.
Oh, it's so good. And okay, this is the best part. The prize for winning this bet is not money, it's not bragging rights.
Oh, what is it?
It's this treasured arrowhead that they found together years ago. I know, right? It's like it adds this whole other layer of sentimentality to their already like crazy dynamic.
It's like a symbol of their connection.
Totally. Like, what does it even mean? You know? I know. Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
Oh, I can't wait to keep going.
I know, me too. So, how does this all play out, right? Jenna, she goes on this roller coaster of dating experiences.
Oh, yeah, she does.
She's really trying to find the one.
She's really putting herself out there.
Yeah. And one of the early highlights is this encounter with Max, this like handsome dog owner. He seems perfect, right? Until he reveals he's gay.
Oh, no.
It's like, it's such a classic rom-com trope, played for laughs, you know? But it also shows how much Jenna is like projecting her ideal onto anyone who kind of fits this image. It makes you wonder, is she really ready for a relationship? Or is she just chasing this like fantasy, right? And then Enter Gabe. He's this, like, seemingly perfect ER doctor.
Okay.
Successful, charming. But I got to say, I was a little suspicious of Gabe from the start. Yeah, there's just, like, something a little too polished, you know?
Oh, I see what you mean.
And, like, Ashley Farley drops these little hints, especially his insistence on keeping their relationship a secret.
Hmm, that's interesting.
I know, right? He's like, red flag. Red flag.
You don't know what his motives are.
Yeah, exactly. Like, is he genuinely interested in Jenna? Or is there something else going on?
Right.
Oh, and their first date. So awkward.
Oh.
So awkward, filled with, like, these hilarious missteps and miscommunications. But Ashley Farley, she captures it perfectly. It's like, it's so relatable. It makes you root for them to, like, just get over their anxieties and actually connect.
Totally.
Okay, and meanwhile, Jake decides to, you know, step out of his comfort zone, try this dating app.
Oh.
Yeah, it's called SoulSync.
Okay.
And oh my gosh, his experiences, some of the worst dates ever.
Oh no.
Like, laugh out loud funny. But you also, like, start to see this vulnerability beneath his, you know, carefree facade.
Yeah.
Like, he's clearly seeking something more, even if he doesn't realize it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And then, oh my gosh, then he meets Eleanor. Eleanor, single mom, high-powered lawyer, like, talk about a whirlwind.
Wow, that's quite the combination.
I know. And Eleanor is a fascinating character. She's strong. She's independent. She's driven.
Mm.
But also deeply flawed. Like, her demanding job, her chaotic lifestyle, it leaves very little room for anything else, including her son. Like, it's actually heartbreaking. You see how his health suffers. And you start to wonder, like, is Jake really equipped to handle all of that?
Yeah, like, all of her baggage.
Yeah, exactly. Like, can he be a supportive partner while navigating her demanding life and a child's needs?
Yeah. I feel like this brings up, like, an important question about relationships in general, which is, like, what are we willing to compromise on? And, you know, when are we overlooking red flags just for the sake of companionship?
Yes, that's such a good point.
Mm. Or, like, are we, you know, really holding out for that partner who actually aligns with, you know, our values and priorities?
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah.
Like, how much are we willing to sacrifice? And that's kind of, you know, like, one of the things that the book makes you think about.
Right, right.
It's not just, like, a fluffy romance.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Okay, so Valentine's Day is approaching, right?
Yeah.
And the tension is, like, building, building, building.
Mm-hmm.
Jenna, she starts to see cracks in Gabe's perfect facade.
Mm-hmm.
Especially at this Valentine's Day party.
Oh.
It's Felicia's Valentine's Day party.
Okay.
And his behavior there is, well, let's just say it leaves a lot to be desired.
Oof, that doesn't sound good.
No, it's not good. Not good. But, you know, Ashley Farley, like, she writes this party scene so brilliantly. It's full of these observations about social dynamics, the pressure to conform, especially for women, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And Jenna's disillusionment with Gabe, it unfolds amidst, like, all the superficiality of this event. It really makes her question, you know, everything she thought she wanted.
Yeah, it sounds like a turning point for her.
It is. It totally is. And then Jake, oh, Jake, he's also having second thoughts about Eleanor. He realizes, like, beneath her confidence, she's deeply insecure and emotionally unavailable. The spark just isn't there.
Yeah.
And you know what's so interesting? This book, it shows how that initial attraction can fade as you get to know someone on a deeper level.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes those qualities we're initially drawn to.
Right.
They actually become, like, major obstacles to a lasting relationship.
So true, right? So true.
And then, in a moment of clarity, Jake does something completely unexpected. He professes his love for Jenna.
Wow.
I know. Just like that.
He just puts it all out there.
He puts it all out there. Uh-huh. Game changer. Like, total cliffhanger. Talk about leaving you wanting more.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. So how does Jenna react? Well, let's just say she's speechless.
Wow, she's speechless.
Speechless. Ashley Farley leaves us hanging. Like, does she feel the same way? Does she choose Gabe, this seemingly perfect doctor who maybe isn't so perfect?
Right.
Or does she take a chance on Jake, her best friend, who has finally bared his soul? It's like,
I can't believe she left us hanging like that.
I know. And it's so good. It's so good.
I have to know what happens.
Well, I know, right?
It's like killing me.
And that's why we wanted to do this deep dive, right? Because, you know, it's not just a lighthearted rom-com. It's a story about self-discovery, the complexities of relationships, and the courage to be vulnerable. It's like, it gets you right here.
And did you find it easy to put down?
Oh, no. No, no, no. I was like up all night reading it. I had to know what happened.
Oh, me too. Me too.
Just sucks you in. And, you know, it makes you think about your own life, right? Have you ever been so focused on finding love that you overlooked like a genuine connection right in front of you?
That is such a good point.
Right.
And I think that's what makes Cupid's Countdown so relatable. Yeah. It's not just about finding love. It's about finding yourself.
Yeah.
In the process.
Yeah. And like, you know, well, we don't want to spoil the ending or anything for you guys.
Right.
It definitely leaves you with a sense of hope.
Yeah.
And possibility.
Yes.
You know, true love might not always arrive on schedule.
Right.
But it's worth the wait.
It's worth the wait.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. I love that so much. So if you're looking for a heartwarming, thought-provoking read that'll stay with you long after you finish,
oh, I see.
Cupid's Countdown, add it to your list. You won't regret it.
Yeah, it's like this really charming mix of romance, humor, and genuine insight.
Yes. Like it really gets to the heart of, you know, the human experience.
Totally.
So, okay, so what does this all mean for you, the listener? Well, we've given you a little taste, right?
Yeah.
Of the delicious layers of this book,
mm-hmm.
the witty banter, the relatable characters, this whole exploration of love and friendship.
And we've touched upon like the deeper questions it raises about societal expectations, self-worth, the courage to be vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, the only way to truly experience the magic of Cupid's Countdown is to dive in yourself.
Absolutely. Pick up a copy, get swept away in Ashley Farley's writing, and just see where Jenna and Jake's journey takes you. You might be surprised at what you discover along the way.
And that's a wrap on our deep dive into Cupid's Countdown. We hope you enjoyed this little glimpse into Ashley Farley's world of romance and second chances. And who knows, maybe it'll inspire you to take a chance on love yourself.
Until next time, happy reading.
And then Jake meets Eleanor, single mom, high-powered lawyer. Talk about a whirlwind.
Wow, that's quite the combination.
I know, and Eleanor's a fascinating character. She's strong, she's independent, she's driven, but also deeply flawed. Like her demanding job, her chaotic lifestyle, it leaves very little room for anything else, including her son.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's actually heartbreaking to see how his health suffers.
Yeah.
And you start to wonder, like, is Jake really equipped to handle all of that?
Yeah, like all of her baggage.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, can he be a supportive partner while navigating her demanding life and a child's needs?
Yeah, I feel like this brings up like an important question about relationships in general, which is like, what are we willing to compromise on? And, you know, when are we overlooking red flags just for the sake of companionship?
Yes, that's such a good point.
Or like, are we, you know, really holding out for that partner who actually aligns with, you know, our values and priorities?
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah.
Like, how much are we willing to sacrifice? And that's kind of, you're like one of the things that the book makes you think about.
Right.
It's not just like a fluffy romance.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
Okay. So Valentine's Day is approaching, right? And the tension is like building, building, building. Jenna, she starts to see cracks in Gabe's perfect facade. Especially at this Valentine's Day party.
Ooh.
It's Felicia's Valentine's Day party. And his behavior there is, well, let's just say it leaves a lot to be desired.
Oof. That doesn't sound good.
No. It's not good. Not good. But, you know, Ashley Farley, like, she writes this party scene so brilliantly. It's full of these observations about social dynamics.
Yeah.
The pressure to conform, especially for women,
you
know. And Jenna's disillusionment with Gabe, it unfolds amidst, like, all this superficiality, this event. It really makes her question, you know, everything she thought she wanted.
Yeah. It sounds like a turning point for her.
It is. It totally is. Yeah. And then Jake. Oh, Jake. He's also having second thoughts about Eleanor.
Mm-hmm.
He realizes, like, beneath her confidence, she's deeply insecure and emotionally unavailable. The start just isn't there. Mm-hmm. And you know what's so interesting?
Yeah.
This book, it shows how that initial attraction can fade as you get to know someone on a deeper level.
Yeah.
Like sometimes those qualities we're initially drawn to.
Right.
They actually become like major obstacles to a lasting relationship.
That is
so true, right?
That's so true.
And then, in a moment of clarity, Jake does something completely unexpected. He professes his love for Jenna.
Wow.
I know.
Just like that.
He just puts it all out there.
He puts it all out there. Game changer. Like total cliffhanger. Talk about leaving you wanting more.
Oh my gosh.
I know. So how does Jenna react? Well, let's just say she's speechless.
Wow, she's speechless.
Speechless. Ashley Farley leaves us hanging. Like, does she feel the same way? Does she choose Gabe, this seemingly perfect doctor who maybe isn't so perfect?
Right.
Or does she take a chance on Jake, her best friend, who has finally bared his soul? It's like,
I can't believe she left us hanging like that.
I know. And it's so good. It's so good.
I have to know what happened.
I know, right?
This is like killing
me. And that's why we wanted to do this deep dive, right? Because, you know, it's not just a lighthearted rom-com. It's a story about self-discovery, the complexities of relationships, and the courage to be vulnerable. It's
yeah.
Like, ah, oh, gets you right here.
And did you find it easy to put down?
Oh, no. No, no, no. I was like up all night reading it. I had to know what happened. Oh, me too. Me too.
It just sucks you in.
Yeah.
And, you know, it makes you think about your own life, right? Have you ever been so focused on finding love that you overlooked like a genuine connection right in front of you?
That is such a good point.
Right. And I think that's what makes Cupid's Countdown
yeah.
so relatable.
Huh.
It's not just about finding love. It's about finding yourself
mm-hmm.
in the process.
Yeah. And like, you know, while we don't want to spoil the ending or anything
right.
for you guys, it definitely leaves you with a sense of hope.
Yes.
And possibility.
Yes.
You know, true love might not always arrive on schedule.
Right.
But it's worth the wait.
It's worth the wait. Oh, I love that. I love that so much. So if you're looking for a heartwarming, thought-provoking read,
yeah.
they'll stay with you long after you finish.
Oh, absolutely.
Cupid's Countdown.
Yeah.
Add it to your list. You won't regret it.
Yeah. It's like this really charming mix of romance, humor, and genuine insight.
Yes. Like it really gets to the heart of, you know, the human experience.
Oh.
So, okay. So what does this all mean for you, the listener? Well, we've given you a little taste, right, of the delicious layers of this book,
mm-hmm.
the witty banter, the relatable characters, this whole exploration of love and friendship.
Yeah.
And we've touched upon, like, the deeper questions it raises about societal expectations, mm-hmm. self-worth, the courage to be vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, the only way to truly experience the magic of Cupid's Countdown is to dive in yourself.
Absolutely. Pick up a copy, get swept away in Ashley Farley's writing, and just see where Jenna and Jake's journey takes you. You might be surprised at what you discover along the way.
And that's a wrap on our deep dives into Cupid's Countdown. We hope you enjoyed this little glimpse into Ashley Farley's world of romance and second chances. And who knows, maybe it'll inspire you to take a chance on love yourself.
Until next time, happy reading.